No limit.
That's my part.
Somebody help me on today. We're here to help you, baby. We are your counselors. We're Madhouse Nation. Y'all are the counselors today because somebody has a situation. What it is, Bert?
All right. Today's situation comes from one of our listeners, and it goes as follows. My son is in eighth grade, and he has a little girlfriend. Clearly, that's the mama that's speaking. Oh, no, it's not. It's the father. It's cool. My wife and I don't mind, but now he wants to go on dates with her to the mall and the movies. The other day he asked, could she come to the house and hang out for a couple hours? We said no, and he has been upset ever since. What do you think? Should we allow this?
Well, let me chime in. I got a son. He's 18. He got a little girlfriend.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, he got a little girlfriend. He wanted to bring her to the house. And, you know, I quite simply told him no. Not because.
18?
Yeah, yeah. You don't pay no bills in here yet, so you better. Lord. First of all, you better chill out with that. But I told him no because I just don't like folks in my house, though, period. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's just me, and that's just, you know, how I was brought up. I just don't like folk all in my house. And so I told him, you know, if me or your mom is here, then it's cool. It's okay. Now, at eighth grader, you're about 13, 14, 15, 13 or 14 years old? Mm-hmm. At eighth grader, want to bring his girl?
Hell no.
You say no?
I say hell no.
Why not?
Because, first of all, when do you want this girlfriend to come over? Hours when I'm not home? Or is it, I mean, it doesn't specify in the letter.
Yeah, it doesn't specify.
So I mean, if this is when you're not at home,
yeah,
then no, definitely
that ain't going
no.
down.
Definitely.
But would you let him bring her if, like, you know, all right, we having a family dinner, can I bring her over for family dinner?
Yeah, I would.
I let him do that.
Yeah, I would, because, I mean, you know,
I want to meet the little girl. I need to see what she look like and what she doing and what her parents doing. Then make sure they straight.
So you can be judgmental?
Mm-hmm. I got to be judgmental.
Because that's what parents do. They judge whoever their kids are with. They like, I don't like that little fast-tail girl.
What other little cute girl you used today?
Right. This, oh, man, my mama did that to me one time.
This one right here, her face smashed in. I don't know about right. this one.
But no, to answer this, no. You're not going to have her at the house unsupervised.
Yeah.
Now, if she want to come over and y'all just hang out, she can come over, but y'all going to stay in the living room. Y'all going to stay somewhere where I can see you.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to your room. You're not going to the basement. You ain't going upstairs. You're not going nowhere where no other eyes can see you.
You're not even going in the backyard in the woods to play neither.
Nah, hell no. In the woods. That's the worst place. Hell no, you ain't going in the woods.
All right, Madhouse Nation. Help this little eighth grade out, man. What y'all think? Y'all think he should be able to bring his little girlfriend over to the house and kick it with the parents, or he didn't say whether, you know, they home or not. So
yeah, we can kick it when your little friend come over.
What do y'all think, Madhouse Nation? 570-WPEG. Help this eighth grader out. He needs y'all help. He's trying to convince his parents to allow him to bring his little girlfriend over to the house. What y'all think? Spy 98.
Wake that ass up. You're listening to Charlotte's favorite morning show.
No Libby Larry, the morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 66 degrees high today. It's going to be right near 86. Rain in the forecast for later on this afternoon, about 4:35 o'clock. So watch out for the rain on your drive home. Right about now, we back on Situation, man. What we doing, Bert?
All right, there is an eighth grader. And he asked his parents if his girlfriend could come to the house. And she said, their parents said no. And he's been upset with them ever since. So the parents would like to know, should they allow that in their home?
Good morning. What you say?
Yes, I feel like in eighth grade, kids should not be dating or having company. It's too early.
Eighth grade? So when did y'all start dating? Like, you're 13, 14 years old in eighth grade. When did you start dating, Bert? I had a girlfriend. I would say date.
Eighth grade? I know in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, I had girlfriends. Yeah. I had fake girlfriends in elementary school. But
yeah, when do you consider yourself having a real live girlfriend? What grade?
Probably about 12th grade.
12th grade?
Yeah, I didn't have any girlfriends in high school like that.
Middle school either?
No, in middle school I did.
Oh, okay.
That was when I was living in Virginia. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it ain't. It's your girlfriend, but did you say that to your friend.
I'm talking about, when you, like in your yearbook, did anybody sign your yearbook as your girlfriend? Because that's when it's official.
Oh yeah, definitely in middle school. Okay. Not in high school at all. I thought I was a player then.
Papa Daddy, good morning.
I was gonna say, if they at the house with us, then yes, that's fine. If not, then hell no.
Straight like that. Yeah, I don't play that not at home. Like, I had girls in the house, but it was when my mom was gone and I had a sneaker man. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, my mom was a single parent, so, you know, single parents got it tough, especially, like, you dealing with, you know, you're dealing with middle school and high school students.
Hold on.
Because you gone.
Don't you blame your fallacies on your mama being a single parent?
I don't know. What I'm saying is they got it tough because they're always gone. Like, if you work, you always gone. So, like, during school hours, she was gone. We get out of school at 2:30. She not home till 6, 7 o'clock. Power 98, good morning.
Yeah, I'm a father of three girls. My thing is, okay, they talking about they the father of the little boy. What about this little girl's parents will allow their daughter to go see a little boy? That's what the issue is.
Now, you're right. You'll be amazed what some of these parents allow.
I have an issue with that when parents, when people say they will allow their daughter to do certain things. Your daughter is going to end up having a boyfriend. Your daughter is going to end up kissing a boy. Your daughter is going to end up having sex.
No, she's not.
I have three daughters. No. I have three daughters also.
But them your daughters. My daughter's not going
to
do that.
No, what you have to do is you can't tell. You can't be like.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You can't be like, okay, you can't do this. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You have to explain to them the consequences and the repercussions if that's the route that they. You know, you tell them don't do it before you have before you're married. But come on. 9 times out of 10. Boy, I was out there in these streets.
You're a boy, though. You was a boy. You was a thot boy.
I was doing it to a girl. So what does that mean?
Allegedly.
Shut up. That ain't a legend. That ain't a legend.
Pop it out of here. Good morning.
I got me, my girl, and three sons at home. So they bring a girl to the house. They along with three dudes. Them girls go back say anything. Hell no. And where people are today, they claim the dad did something. One of the other brothers. That's a hard no.
That's a hard no. I mean, he's absolutely right, though. Mm. You bring a girl to the house and it's four dudes in the house. Yeah, That ain't a good look. He's right. Nah, you go over her house, sit at her house on the porch or something.
Or you just don't go nowhere. Y'all see each other in school.
No.
Get it popping in the back of the bus like everybody else did.
That's what you did in school?
What?
You was a thought body. Good morning.
No, he should not be allowed to bring his girlfriend home. I mean, well, his girlfriend should not be allowed to come to the house when, you know, no parents are there. But I agree with you, Larry. If, you know, I'm home and, you know, they can come, she can come over for dinner or whatnot. But when I was young, you can't even say boyfriend or girlfriend. That's your friend. You don't even have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. So. You better be lucky he even had one of those.
Nah, they. Like I was telling Burp, like me and Burp was saying earlier, I had a girlfriend. I think my first official girlfriend was like 7th grade.
Was somebody
signed my yearbook like my girlfriend? I think it's like, I think I still got the yearbook and it's like 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade.
Man, in the 8th, do you know what I was doing in the 8th grade?
From the sounds of things.
I'm being realistic. From the sounds of things,
you was a thought body.
Listen,
second grade.
It was on and popping in middle school. You understand what I'm saying?
Burpee, let me tell you something. The activity bus wasn't meant for that type of activity.
You a liar.
Always keeping it real. Keep it real.
It's No Limit Larry and the